Hello, I'm Tamsin Wheatley. Welcome to this bonus episode of Folklore. I wanted to share with you this email I received from one of my listeners. Hi Tamsin, love the show and have a story you might find interesting. I was at my friend Nate's house with him and his girlfriend Bex. We were drinking away, just chilling in the living room when she goes to bed at some point. Nate and I decide to hang out some more and continue drinking. A little while later we hear a bang, like something hitting metal. I imagined it was like someone hitting a wrench against a pipe. We stop talking, keep our ears peeled. Nothing. No other sound. We shrug it off and resume our conversation. And then bang, there it is again. We stop, silence, but we both heard it. We get up and look around the living room. We try to justify it, saying maybe something fell over or it was the neighbours. Maybe we're just fooling ourselves. It wasn't muffled enough to be from the neighbours. It had to have been from within the house, and it wasn't from the living room. As we're about to give up, bang, it happens again. This time, in the silence, we call out a simple hello. There's no response, but we get more banging. It's continuous now. If someone was casually tapping a pipe before, they're frantically beating it now. We realise it's coming from the kitchen, so we rush in. We start following the sound. It seems to be coming from the oven. Nate tells me to have a look, but I remind him it's his house, so it's his problem. He clarifies it's actually Bex's house, so being the equal opportunist that he is, he runs up the stairs to wake Bex. As he's gone, the noise stops. He comes back down with a dishevelled-looking Bex. The bed hair is crazy, and if looks could kill, we'd be dead where we stood. He's explaining the noise while she's silently judging us. She eventually decides that we're playing some joke on her and starts to make her way back upstairs. The banging starts again. The sound wakes her right up. I've never seen anyone move as fast as she did, jumping back down those stairs. It's continuous again, perhaps more panicked than before. Without thinking, Bex dives down the side of the oven and starts reaching behind it. Suddenly the banging stops. Bex lets out a sigh and then turns to look at us, letting out a cheeky smile and shaking her head. It was a mouse, trapped on one of those humane glue traps. As it had been trying to free itself, the plastic base had been banging against the metal of the oven, causing the loud bang. I guess things aren't always what they seem. P.S. As the disposal instructions on the trap were to put it inside box and flatten box, we decided not to do that. I had an old hamster cage, so I went and got it as they freed the mouse from the glue. We caged it up and took it to a park area the next day and let it out into the wild. So no mice were hurt in the making of this tale. Hope you enjoyed my story. Kind regards, Mike. Thank you for joining me for this mini-ep. Remember, main episodes are released every other Saturday. To get in touch and share your thoughts, please search at folklore_pod on Twitter, or find us on the official Folklore Twitter and Facebook pages. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, subscribe, and give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you found us, to help us reach even more listeners. You can also join in the discussion over on our official Folklore Facebook group, or you can support Folklore and help make magic happen over on Patreon. And in exchange, you'll get access to all kinds of exclusive content, including some behind-the-scenes snippets, bonus stories, and extra interviews.